like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time. Now, Linda, Night Moves.
Correct.
It's an independent movie. But, Lenny, what does that mean, Night Moves?
Night Moves refers to the name of the boat that the kids use in the hatching of their plan to blow up a dam on the Oregon River.
Oh, my.
Yes. It starts out with two very idealistic college-age kids. And they get caught up in saving our planet and the salmon.
Good.
On the Oregon River.
Right.
Jesse Eisenberg plays Josh. I always wondered how he got to be a movie star. And now I understand it. He was excellent playing this humorless idealist. Watching his growing paranoia was very painful.
There's so much that's interior and so little that's spoken.
Right.
You know, they're very quiet people.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, they're idealists. So the three of them, the third one is Peter Skarsgård playing Harmon, an ex-Marine survivalist. But Dakota Fanning plays Dina,
right.
The rich kid who's right. Funding the whole thing.
Right. She works at a day spa.
Yeah.
And Josh works at a organic farm. I thought that was kind of interesting, too. So they're all very much in the ecology and health and all that. But they focus their anger on a plot to blow up a dam on the Oregon River. And together they start hatching this plan. They buy the boat, which is called Night Moves, a name of a song.
Yeah, but you know, there's so many critics say it's not that, and it might be a reference to a 1970s Gene Hackman crime movie.
That's right.
I think you're right. I think it does have something to do with it. Here are the lyrics. I awoke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves? When you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. So that Bob Seger song.
Right.
To me, reflects.
It works well.
I mean, the danger of the evening,
right.
The adventure of it for them.
Right.
I'm not sure why these three young people are really doing this. Of course, it's ecological reasons.
Right, right. And I think that's the thing that bothered me the most about the film was they didn't seem to think this plan through or the effects that it would have. And the first part of the film for me was a bit tedious. How did the director...
Kelly Reichardt. Right.
How does she use minimalism to slowly build the tension in this film?
Well, her other movie, Meek's Cutoff, is also another very slow movie and set up in the Pacific Northwest about a wagon train in 1845 that gets lost because Meek has decided on a cutoff that isn't good. And so they face death. Human beings against the environment. It's human beings alone. And the minimalism you're talking about is her most effective tool. Suggesting, not hammering, not making judgments. She needs to have very good actors to get across the feelings and the ideas without the great deal of exposition. It's character she's after. As one guy says, it's theater.
Right. Like Josh says at one point, probably one of the few preachy moments in the film, he says, we're killing salmon so people can use their iPods 24/7.
Right. That's a good one. In the end, Kelly Reichardt, she's not interested in ecoterrorism. What she is interested in is showing how young people make decisions that radiate for the rest of their lives.
But in the meanwhile, and the movie doesn't really show you a right or a wrong, except for living with the consequences of your actions.
Even our own children, we can't quite understand. Why do they do?
But you know, the main message of the film, I think, is responsibility, becoming disillusioned, and then the corruption maybe of principle. I mean, something you feel so strongly about, but then you act on it and it all falls apart.
Yeah, it's flawed decision making.
Right.
However, there'll be nothing flawed about the grades that we award to this film. Linda Boss McClelland.
Yes,
the
sir.
Film is Night Moves.
Yes, sir.
And your grade is?
A B, because I think it was such a well-made movie. Again, it's not terribly entertaining. It grips you. Oh, and I loved at the end, because you don't realize how much the tension is building until the movie ends. And I loved your remark. That's one hell of an ending.
I'm going to give it a B+. Linda, it's summertime. We don't have a great many movies. This is a nice little independent movie that's currently playing at the Gateway Film Center. And for those who are listening to us around the country, look for it. It's called Night Moves.
Go see it.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. For their details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.